In Russia, President Vladimir Putin led a day of mourning today for the people who died in the siege of a Moscow theater. The Chechen extremists who stormed the theater demanded Russia withdraw its troops from their separatist republic. But Putin today said Russia will not surrender to what he called terrorist blackmail.
At least 117 hostages died in the siege, all but two of them from the effects of the unidentified gas that Russian special forces fired into the building. Now the Kremlin is facing mounting questions over the death toll, as NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
President Putin began a Kremlin cabinet meeting with a moment of silence for the victims. Putin then took a hard line.
Russia will not make deals with terrorists or give in to blackmail. Here and around the world, threats from terrorists of the use of means comparable to weapons of mass destruction are heard. If anyone even tries to use such means in relation to our country, Russia will answer with adequate measures.
Putin said he'd take action against threats wherever they may be, language echoing the Bush administration's policy toward terrorist threats. Putin did not mention the controversy over the gassing deaths of the hostages. The respected newspaper Kommersant today ran a headline which read, "Overdose. The FSB conducted an experiment on the hostages." Ken Alabek is the former deputy director of the then Soviet Chemical Warfare Research Establishment. He defected to the West 10 years ago. Alabek is critical of the decision to employ the gas.
Probably he was convinced by his people that they wouldn't have many casualties. But there was another mistake, and this mistake was if somebody is using such substances in closed space, you know, just it's a matter of concentration. When you use it in the open air, it's one situation. When you use it in the closed space, it's a closed space. The concentration could become very, very high immediately. In this case, of course, just even some incapacitating agent could become a lethal agent.
But the government says it faced losing all the hostages if the Chechens made good on their promise to blow up the theater. And that's a story most of the Russian political establishment has accepted. Though a few lonely human rights advocates say the government acted irresponsibly, no major politicians have spoken out against the use of the gas. Doctors, however, complain they were told only minutes before the storming took place that a special compound would be used. And they still don't know exactly what type of gas was involved. They say that made it more difficult to treat victims. Just over 400 of the former hostages remain hospitalized, including 9 children. Several dozen hostages remain in grave condition. The gas can inhibit respiratory and cardiac functions and aggravate existing medical conditions. Government officials first denied that any of the victims were killed by the gas, saying the Chechens opened fire uncontrollably when Russian special forces stormed the theater. Outside the theater, Russians paid tribute to the dead today. 50-year-old Akim Bogatirov lights a candle and adds to the growing rows of flowers. He's critical of the government's secretive attitude. It's the old heritage of Bolshevism, Bogatirov says. Everything becomes a secret. It shows a lack of conscience and respect for the individual. But like almost everyone else here, Bogatirov draws a distinction between that criticism and his support of the decision to use the gas. This was a good operation, he says. What happened could not have been avoided. If it weren't for the gas, there would be only ruins left here. Through this tragedy, Putin has learned to be a real president. Pensioner Lidia Gavrilovna says she feels much the same. My heart is torn, Lydia says. It's happiness mixed with tears of sorrow. But it was impossible this would end without any suffering. Putin was right not to give in to the bandits. He didn't allow Russia to be put on its knees. Across town, more survivors emerged from the hospital today. Most were convinced the use of the gas was regretful, but necessary. I'm convinced there was no other way, one former woman hostage told an independent TV network. Such logic is no comfort to relatives of the deceased. In the makeshift center where photographs of the victims have been posted, most were too distraught to speak with reporters. As one Russian television commentator said today, there are two truths to this tragedy, a truth for the survivors and a truth for the dead. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.